Hi, this is Jamie Steinberg, contributing writer for Starry Constellation magazine. I love working for the magazine, and I hope you all enjoy my podcast. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for playing Among the Stars.
What are the recent projects that you're working on?
Well, iCarly has pretty much been, taking up all the spare time that we've got. We're right in the middle of season two, and they've supported us to do 45 episodes total in this season. And we have finished our 18th. And actually, starting next week, we're going to be making a two-part movie called I Hide a Star, which is going to be very, very exciting.
Please tell us the premise for the episode I Go to Japan.
Right. The premise is that iCarly, the web show, gets nominated for an iWeb Award, which is this brand-new, prestigious award ceremony where shows from all over the world come to Tokyo, Japan to perform bits for an audience and a panel of judges, and then the judges pick their favorite, and then the winner gets the iWeb Award. So we have been nominated in the comedy category, so we're flying all the way across the world to go to Japan to compete in the competition.
What made you originally want to be a part of iCarly?
Well, I had gotten the audition from my manager. At that point, it was just known as the Untitled Dan Schneider Project. So I didn't really know very much about it other than, the couple pages that they sent to me. But I was really excited because this would have been the second time that I had worked for Dan Schneider. I actually had this really small bit part in Drake and Josh that was an absolute blast to work on. So I was really, really excited to be able to get back into the Nickelodeon groove again.
What about your role continues to challenge you?
I think Freddy's kind of going through a little bit of a change as the second season opens up, especially. In the first season, he was really strung up and a little bit, hyper and easy to agitate. But I think, especially at the very start of the second season, Freddy is really, really mellowed out. So there's kind of a constant change that, Freddy's going through.
And was there instant cast chemistry when everybody first came together for iCarly, or did it take some time to develop between you all?
As soon as I did the screen test with Miranda and Jeanette, we all just clicked, instantly. So, I think everybody saw that, we were getting along really, really well and that we had great chemistry together. But as the weeks went on, me and Jeanette became really, really close friends, especially at the start of the second season when we hadn't really seen, nobody had seen anybody for about 6 months because of the writer's strike. So it was sort of a little bit of a reunion at the beginning of the second season, so we were just able to pick up right where we left off.
Do you think Carly and Freddie will ever come together for a romantic relationship?
It's so totally up in the air. The writers, they don't tell us anything about what's going to be happening in an episode. So we're just as in the dark as you guys. But, there's always a possibility. But then again, for all I know, Sam and Freddie could get together at the end of the show or whatever. So I have no idea. It's all totally up in the air.
Well, we know you've been working on iCarly for some time. What was your most memorable moment you had from filming I Go to Japan?
Definitely, I think the biggest one was there was a scene where we were walking along this desolate road, and we were all tired and miserable, and we were just complaining, me and Jeanette as our characters, and Carly gives us this great, motivational speech. Freddie's mom and Spencer will find us, and we'll be able to go to the award show, and we'll win that award, and it'll all be okay. And right as she's saying that, this truck drives right past us and splashes this giant, wave of mud over us. For that shoot, they had to build this giant mud cannon that launched, gallons and gallons of fake mud all over us. I'm pretty sure, actually, it was Nickelodeon slime, but with brown food coloring instead of green. So it was the first experience where I had really been able to get covered with slime. So that was sort of a initiation into Nickelodeon history, but that was an awesome shoot. It was a total blast.
Why do you think people continue to tune in and watch iCarly?
Besides the fact that, it's something that all the kids out there could be able to do, in total real life. Anybody could put together a web show. So I think it has, really relatable characters to anybody else around the world. But I think one of the biggest things is, of course, the ability to be able to send your videos into iCarly.com. So even though you're not in the business and you're not an actor, you can still be on the TV show if your video is good enough.
Where can people go online to learn more about you?
See, I do have an official MySpace, which is myspace.com/NathanPressOfficial. I manage it with another guy named Frederick who built the MySpace for me. And I put up blogs there and bulletins about stuff that I'm doing. And, you know, I accept all friend requests as long as it's met up with the administrator's standards, I guess. So if there's language or anything else, I'm modding that. So if anybody, you know, starts mouthing off on the comment boards or whatever, I'll go ahead and delete the comments. So it's a really well-modded MySpace. Yeah, it's where pretty much you can get all the information about what I'm doing.
What would you like to say to everyone who's a fan and supporter of you?
Well, of course, the biggest thing would be to say thank you so much for all your continuous support. You know, when I'm out in public and there's just people walking around, and as they walk through you, they catch your eye, and then, you know, their eyes get all big, and then they turn to their friends and like, hey, man, that's funny. So it's really gratifying just to be able to see all the people who watch iCarly and are a fan of what I do. So I would like to throw out a huge thank you to everybody who supported me.